Chapter 4. Anne Gets an Education. Anne was settling into life at Green Gables. She and Diana Barry from Orchard Slope had indeed become best friends, and she had started attending school along with Diana. Anne had only been at school for a few months, though, before, in Anne's eyes, a catastrophe occurred. It began one cool October morning as Anne and Diana were walking happily to Avonlea School, and Diana brought up the subject of Gilbert Blythe, the most admired boy in Avonlea. "I guess Gilbert Blythe will be in school today," Diana said, throwing her long black hair over her shoulder. "He's back from visiting his cousins over in New Brunswick all summer. He's awfully handsome, Anne, and he teases the girls terribly. I dare say he even flirts with them." That morning, while their teacher, Mr. Phillips, was busy with the older students, Anne sneaked a look at Gilbert Blythe. He was a tall boy with brown hair, mischievous brown eyes, and a mouth twisted into a playful smile. To her surprise, he caught her looking at him and winked. Anne quickly looked away. "I think your Gilbert Blythe is handsome," whispered Anne to Diana, whom she sat next to. "But I think he's very forward. It isn't good manners to wink at a girl." Gilbert Blythe wasn't used to being ignored by girls, and he persisted in trying to catch Anne's attention. Increasingly frustrated, he finally reached across to Anne's desk and picked up the end of Anne's long red braid. He held it out at arm's length and said in a harsh whisper, "Carrots! Carrots!" Anne looked at him in shock and disbelief. With a vengeance, she jumped to her feet and shouted, "You mean, hateful boy! How dare you?" And then, everyone in the classroom heard a bang. Anne had brought her slate down on Gilbert's head and cracked the slate right across the middle. Everybody said, "Oh!" in horrified delight. Mr. Phillips walked straight over to Anne and laid his hand heavily on her shoulder. Gilbert quickly confessed, but Mr. Phillips ignored him. He was furious that one of his pupils would display such a temper. He marched Anne to the front of the class and said she would have to stand in front of the blackboard for the rest of the afternoon. Anne was mortified, even more so by what happened next. Mr. Phillips wrote on the blackboard above her head, "Anne Shirley has a very bad temper. Anne Shirley must learn to control her temper," and then read it aloud for all the students to hear. Anne stood there for the rest of the afternoon. She would not cry or hang her head. She was too angry for that. As for Gilbert Blythe, she would not even look at him. She would never look at him again. She would never speak to him. When school was dismissed, Anne marched out with her red head held high. Gilbert Blythe ran after her. "I'm awfully sorry I made fun of your hair, Anne," Gilbert said, pleading. "Honestly, I am. Don't be mad. Please forgive me." Anne ignored him completely. "I shall never forgive Gilbert Blythe," she said to Diana on the way home. "And Mr. Phillips spelled my name without an E twice. I'm so upset." "You mustn't mind Gilbert making fun of your hair," Diana said calmly. "Why, he makes fun of all the girls. He laughs at mine because it's so black, and he's called me a crow a dozen times. I've never heard him apologize before, though. I think he is really sorry." "Gilbert Blythe has hurt my feelings beyond repair, Diana. I absolutely refuse to speak to him ever again," Anne said sternly. Things might have calmed down between Anne and Gilbert, but for the events of the next day. The morning break had ended, and Anne, lost in one of her daydreams, was a minute late back after the bell. Mr. Phillips, who often lectured his students about being on time, was upset by Anne's lateness. As punishment, he forced Anne to move her desk. Instead of sitting beside Diana, she was now to sit next to Gilbert. Anne moved her desk, her whole being shaking with shame and humiliation. There and then, Anne decided that she was finished with school, and at the end of the day, she emptied her desk. She told Diana that she would never return to school, and although Diana begged her to reconsider, her mind was made up. She would never go to school again, and she told Marilla so when she got home. "Nonsense," said Marilla. "It isn't nonsense at all," said Anne with a serious look in her eyes. "Don't you understand, Marilla? I've been deeply insulted." After some thought, Marilla decided that, while she didn't approve of Anne's behavior, Mr. Phillips had been unfair, and she thought it best that Anne study from home just for a while. Not another word was said to Anne about going back to school. She learned her lessons at home, did her chores, and played with Diana in the chilly autumn evenings. She continued to ignore Gilbert Blythe at all times, and she vowed to hate him to the end of her life. Autumn was an especially beautiful season at Green Gables, when the leaves on the trees in the valley turned as gold as sunshine. Anne was enjoying studying from home, although it was a little lonely. One Saturday, Marilla had some errands to run in town, so she suggested that Diana might come over to keep Anne company. Both girls were excited and decided to have another little picnic on the bank of the Lake of Shining Waters. Together, they made small sandwiches with honey and butter, and Anne took the bottle of fruit juice from the cupboard that Marilla said they could drink. As the girls ate and chatted by the pond, Anne decided it was time to open the fruit juice she had brought. Being on her best behavior and trying to show good manners, she poured Diana a cup first. Diana admired its dark purple color and held it up to her nose, noting its strong smell before bringing the cup to her lips and drinking it quickly. "Oh, it's extremely sweet, Anne. I've never tasted such sweet juice before. Here, pour me another, would you?" asked Diana. Anne obliged, and Diana drank the second cup faster than the first. She then hiccuped and complained of feeling lightheaded. A worried look came over Anne's face. "Diana, are you quite fine? Your face has turned very pink."
"I don't feel well," she replied slowly. "I think I should go home and lie down for a while."
Diana then stood up and wobbled slightly.
"Let me walk you home," insisted Anne.
"No, no, I'll be fine to walk alone to Orchard Slope. You stay and enjoy the beautiful day," said Diana slowly.
So Anne decided to stay by the pond and look at the clouds for a while. Although she was a little worried about Diana, she wanted to enjoy the calm of the glorious autumn day. Any sense of peace she felt was destroyed the next day when an angry and horrified Mrs. Barry confronted Anne. The day before, at their little picnic, Diana had not been merely unwell. She had been drunk. It seemed that Anne had been mistaken about where the fruit juice was. She had taken Marilla's currant wine instead. Diana's mother had now forbidden Diana to ever see Anne again. Anne was devastated. She couldn't imagine not being able to see her kindred spirit.
"Oh, how my heart aches," Anne thought aloud in bed that night. Right then and there, she decided to return to school.
"The only solution is for me to be brave and return to school. It's the only way I can be near Diana." Indeed, it seemed that was all there was left to do. Tomorrow, she would rise with the sun and return to school.